Psalm 144, What Victory is For. Psalm 144 begins with clenched hands and ends with quiet streets. That is not accidental. David blesses the Lord who trains his hands for battle, but the psalm does not glorify war. It relativizes it. The final picture of victory is not a field of enemies, but sons growing strong, daughters like carved pillars, barns full, flocks multiplying, and no cry of panic in the streets. That is a deeply biblical idea, and one modern readers often miss. God's wars are judged by whether they make room for peace. The king is rescued so that ordinary households may flourish. Notice the movement from my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, to our sons, our daughters, our barns, our streets. The prayer moves from the survival of one man to the well-being of a people. Authority in Scripture is justified not by display, but by fruit. There is also a startling tenderness in verse 2. In the World English Bible, David calls God my loving kindness. The Hebrew word is hesed, steadfast covenant love. David does not merely say that God gives mercy, he speaks as though God himself is his mercy. That is a profound difference. We often ask God for help as though help were a package he sends. David knows better. The gift is God himself. Then in the middle of military language comes a shock of humility. What is man? Here, Psalm 144 echoes Psalm 8, but in a darker key. Humanity is not majestic here. It is breath, shadow, vapor. This is one of the psalm's hidden medicines. Battle makes men feel large. Worship makes them small again, small enough to be sane. David's enemies are marked not only by weapons, but by falsehood. Their mouths deceive. Their right hand is a right hand of lies. In the ancient world, the right hand was the hand of oath, treaty, and pledged trust. So this is not casual dishonesty. It is public treachery. A society is not destroyed only by invading armies, but by broken vows, false witness, and handshakes that conceal betrayal. Psalm 144 understands that lies are a form of violence. And then the psalm rises into a new song. Augustine heard in these battles the Christian's warfare against sin and the powers of darkness. He was not wrong. In Christ, the psalm opens even wider. The true Son of David brings peace not by loving the sword, but by passing through it. His hands were not only trained for conflict, they were pierced to end the deepest war. He means to create a people whose strength serves tenderness, whose security protects beauty, and whose worship becomes the architecture of peace. The daughters are compared to pillars carved for a palace. In the ancient Levant, such pillars were not decorative only. They were load-bearing beauty. That is a lovely image of mature covenant life, strength shaped into loveliness. So the final blessing is not merely abundance, it is belonging. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Suggested cross-references, Psalm 8:4, Psalm 18:34, Isaiah 2:4, Micah 4:3:4, Ephesians 6:10-17, Revelation 5:9. Hymn suggestion, Lead on, O King Eternal, especially fitting for a psalm where victory is ordered toward peace. Prayer. Lord, my rock and my mercy, train my hands without hardening my heart. Rescue me from every false refuge and every lie, whether spoken by others or hidden in me. Give your church strength that protects, truth that heals, and worship that becomes peace. Make our homes, our streets, and our common life bear witness that you are our God. Amen.